When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, if you've been listening to us here, 97.1 FM Talk, for the last about 90 minutes, we have had live breaking coverage of Iran's missile attack on the whole of Israel. And we have listened to a lot of what Trey Yingst, Dave Foy, and the Jennifer Griffin and the folks at Fox News have had to report on this. But we're very honored to be able to bring on to the show with us Jim Carafano, of course, the senior counselor to the president, and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, welcome back to the show. Thank you for being with us today. I want to ask you, what do you make of what we've seen so far between Iran and Israel?
You know, it's funny because literally 1 hour ago, I was talking. I'm in Warsaw. And I was talking to one of the best, most respected Middle East experts that I know. And I said, hey, what's going to happen? And is Iran going to unleash on Israel? And he said, no. That was an hour ago. So I got to run him down and find him and say, hey, dude, look, I think this is unbelievably risky for the Iranians. The Israelis have a target set that they can go after that can actually threaten the capacity of Israel the capacity of Iran to basically run Iran. I mean, that's the kind of damage the Israelis can do. So I haven't seen the initial reports on this. I don't know what's going on. You know, the Iranians did a big missile launch against the Americans in Iraq, and they basically shot stuff into the desert, and they were going like, hey, they were back channeling to the U.S., and they said, hey, please don't shoot back. We're just trying to pretend like we're retaliating here. So I don't know if the Iranians did some kind of strike knowing that it wouldn't be terribly effective, mm-hmm. and then hoping they would back channel to the Israelis. Hey, that's the end of it. We took a shot. You know, we've recovered our honor and we're done now. Or if they're starting something big and the Israelis are going to respond. So I think, you know, we'll know in a couple of hours where this is going. But, you know, the Israelis have decimated Hamas. they've eliminated most of the military leadership of Hezbollah, and they've done considerable damage, and they're driving them from the border. The Iranians could make this three for three for the Israelis. We'll see.
Yeah. You know, I think that it's important to talk about the actions from Israel that have led up to this moment in time. Israel has very surgically been taking out the leaders of these terrorist organizations that have been threatening the lives and the existence of the Israeli people. How consequential have Israel's actions been against these terrorist organization, the infrastructure of people that they have there? I mean, I would assume that the world benefits from the decimating of these terrorist organizations?
Well, you know, without question, I think when this is all said and done, the Israelis are going to have set back the physical threat to the security of Israel for months and years. But if Iran is free to do what it wants to do, it'll just build back. So the future really depends on the thing. You know, when we first started this conversation, literally months ago, you and I, back before October 7th, and I said the root of all evil here is Iran, we're going to be right back where we started. If the U.S. is going to let Iran raise enormous revenue, fund these groups, you know, we're going to pour money into UNRWA to rebuild Hamas. We're going to give money and rebuild Hezbollah. If we just do what we did before, you know, someday we'll be right back where we started. Or if we take a different path, like we did 4 years ago under Trump, and we systemically work to limit Iran's capacity to do bad, we cut off funding for Hamas through these international organizations, then, you know, maybe we'll get a different outcome next time. Mm-hmm. But this is a future that's not written.
You know, you've brought this up, I think maybe even the last time we talked, Jake Sullivan, days before October 7th, 2023, saying that the Middle East region is quieter today than it has been in two decades. I mean, it's as if he manifested the worst possible proof that is wrong into existence on October 7th of last year. The stability of that region has dramatically changed under the administration with which Jake Sullivan serves. What responsibility does the United States bear on destabilizing that region or emboldening Iran?
Well, I think, again, not as a partisan commentator, because I'm not, but the answer is a lot. For not only did they enable Iran, but look at how tragically, at a political level, they misread what was going on in the region. I mean, Hamas didn't wake up overnight and say, hey, let's attack on October 7th. It was months and years to put that together. And the U.S. government ignored every warning sign that this was coming, consciously funneled money back into UNRWA. Do you think, for example, that nobody really knew that a senior member of Hamas's leadership was the head of the Gaza Teachers Union and being paid by UNRWA, underwritten by the U.S.? Do you think nobody knew that was a big shocker to anybody? So, really, I think this administration bears a lot of responsibilities on multiple levels, not containing Iran, missing all the intel signs that this is happening, and then equivocating in support of Israel as Israel is trying to respond and de-escalate the situation. The United States is looking weak, which encourages Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran to take the next step. So, yeah, if you're saying, is a feckless American policy a big reason why we're here today? Yeah, you bet. And if you're saying, will the future of this region ever be more peaceful unless the United States adopts much more responsible policies in the region? The answer is, yeah, no, it's never going to be peaceful unless we go back to being smart about this and we quit enabling these guys, which, by the way, is not just about changing policy. It's about getting rid of a whole bunch of people in this government who believe that Israel is the problem.
That's a statement that I don't know that one of the candidates is willing to make right now who would like to be the commander in chief. Jim Carafano with us right now with the Heritage Foundation. We have been assured, at least by Fox News, the network that we are watching here, that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are monitoring the situation. What does that mean to us civilians here when we hear that they're monitoring the situation?
They're doing nothing. I mean, look, Look, I mean, we just had the vice. Look, we've had probably at least two presidencies that were dramatically affected by hurricanes. First, George Bush. A big reason why he crashed and burned in the end was because there was a massive hurricane in Florida, devastated Homestead Air Force Base. But Bush largely perceived failed in that. Back then, Florida was a swing state. Really, he lost the election. Katrina was devastating to the second George Bush in terms of his credibility and reputation. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that American elections happen in the middle of hurricane season. And so if you are an incumbent or in government and knowing that a hurricane can happen and knowing that if the response in the hurricane is not actually very good, that you will pay a price for that. We had a president who went on vacation on the weekend, and Harris did nothing. She went to a fundraiser in California. She came back. She gave a 5-minute talk at FEMA headquarters. She put out a photo of her, you know, pretending like she's taking a briefing on the plane, where it's obviously she's not. Yeah. I mean, it was a disaster, I think, of a public response from them. And then they turn right around, and this happens, and their response is, we're monitoring the situation. I mean, there's something wrong with your campaign when your opponent's advertising for the campaign is just showing pictures and clips of you talking.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the whole pot. That's the whole play. And it's leaving Americans, I think, wanting for a lot more. The vice presidential debate happens to be tonight. I know that the president is obviously the commander in chief. What is the vice president's role? Should they be asked a question about the conflict that escalated today? Do you expect to hear reaction to this?
I don't know because I don't know what they're going to ask. But you know, vice presidents are supposed to echo the this is what my candidate would do, and so that is what you would expect to hear from them. Look, the challenge here is very, very simple. We have one because we look with 30 in the last 30 years, our political parties have become less ideologically and geographically diverse. So we essentially, the Republican Party is a conservative party. The Democratic Party is a progressive party. One party is all in for Israel. The other party is torn between backing Israel and supporting Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. And what you're going to hear on the stage tonight, if that question comes up, is answers that reflect that.
Jim Carafano speaking with us right now at the Heritage Foundation. Before I let you go, I want to just ask you an absolutely nonpartisan question to give, hopefully, Americans some peace of mind. But our military's ability to withstand any escalation that might pull us closer to actual conflict, are the United States military operations in a position to be able to protect and secure the United States of America right now?
In the Middle East, yes. We have pre-positioned probably more military power than we have ever done in that region in recent time. It's either going to deter Iran from escalating the war, or if Iran really seriously conducts up, it's going to help protect Israel. And if we'd done policies right, we wouldn't have needed that deployment. But that deployment is the last line of defense, and if it's used appropriately, it's more than adequate. But the question is, will it be used appropriately? The Houthis the other day literally attacked U.S. naval ships, and we did nothing. So if you're asking me, is the force appropriate to the task? Absolutely. If you're asking me, are the commanders capable of making the right decisions to defend America's interests and the lives of our servicemen and women that are in the region? The answer is, I don't know. Ask me when it's over.
Jim Carafano, thank you for your time today. We're very grateful for it, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Great. Good talking to you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Jim Carafano from Poland reporting on the conflict that has escalated today in Israel, Iran launching a missile attack across the entirety of Israel, according to Fox News. No casualties have been reported, and Israel doing Israel things has reopened its airspace now.
Very quick.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
It's wild to me. It's got to be about, what, is it like 9:20 right there right now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I believe Dakota Wood is going to join us when we return. A question that I was going to ask Jim, but I thought, you know what, I'm gonna lead or at least get into this initially with Dakota Wood, who is the owner and CEO of Hot Game.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's consulting. We're going to talk to him when we come back. He is a lieutenant colonel, retired in the United States Marine Corps. This is just the way humans naturally think, but the biggest question is, how does this affect us? Now, I know people who are in Israel right now. I've been having conversations. You guys were able to hear some of those before the show began today with people who have family members that were instructed to go into bomb shelters today. There's an understanding in Israel that is not one that we have about bomb shelters, missile strikes, Iron Dome. I kind of think in my mind it's got to be kind of like a tornado warning. You hear it happens. In the Midwest, we know that happens. When you're in Florida, we've talked about this, about how Florida people are like, it's a hurricane. We have hurricanes. It'll probably not hit us. Now we see what a hurricane actually can do with Hurricane Helene. So it's you respect it, but you don't over sensationalize it. You do what you're supposed to do to prepare for the instance when it happens. And it feels like the way the Israeli people understand their existence, they know that these rocket attacks, these missile attacks are going to happen. And they live their life understanding that this region of the world has to deal with that. And they also know that Israel is prepared to defend as best as they can against these types of attacks. And it's just, you see missiles flying in to your home, and I'm looking at it over a television screen going, man, this turns my stomach. It makes me very uncomfortable to see it. In Israel, they have a different kind of, not acceptance, but an understanding of that being reality.
Yeah, they live in that reality constantly. The difference with this one versus, you know, when Hezbollah fires missiles from the north is that this is the country of Iran, and they have chosen to fire missiles at the entirety of Israel. So you have to think there are parts of Israel that you think, oh, well, if I live in this area, obviously I'm more prone to deal with this than others. This is one where the entire country was on red alert.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is you got to keep in mind, too, that Israel's not a big country. like landmass wise.
No, it's the size of New Jersey.
Yeah, it's very small. So to carpet that from a country the size of Iran isn't like unheard of. But like the other thing is too, if I said, hey, Ryan, where's the nearest bomb shelter? You wouldn't know that. I don't know where it is. But if you live in Israel, you do. You just know where the shelters are because whenever the sirens go off, you go to the shelters. It's weird to think that people have to live underneath that sort of threat and that they have to have that sort of plan in place.
We're going to take a quick break. Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood is going to join us when we return. And the question that I want to ask him is, what's the red line? Because we've heard about people articulating red lines, and then it's the red line gets crossed, and then we're like, welp. What is the red line? Where does the United States have an obligation that even a bipartisan response will say, nope, that's the line that you've crossed? Are we anywhere near that? Maybe we're not. There's discussion with no casualties being reported. However, there was a terrorist attack in Tel Aviv. I think it was in Tel Aviv before. The reports that I heard earlier were that 10 people were shot, that they were potentially multiple gunmen. And earlier in the day, they had not been neutralized. So that happened earlier. But then with the missile attack coming in from Iran, there are no known casualties that have been reported from that. But you still have a country launching missiles to Israel in retaliation for Israel's surgical removal of leaders within these terrorist organizations that seek to eliminate Israel. It's complicated for sure, but Israel is our ally and another country is now attacking it. You saw what happened, what we were willing to do to Ukraine when Russia went into Ukraine, and Ukraine isn't an ally of the United States the way Israel is. Dakota Wood will be with us to talk about that and to discuss the existence of, if there is one, that red line. More on the Annie Fry Show. We come back.
What? When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.